The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I know this sounds weird, but I got my hair back and I feel like me again. Let me explain everything. It's Friday. Good morning. The Dana Cortez Show is on and I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
I decided I wanted dark hair. And Anthony, you kind of said something earlier this week. You said I have an identity crisis. Yes, you're right. I ain't gonna, but I'm real light skinned, and I have all, I've always wanted dark skin, that beautiful bronze, golden skin. You know, not me. But I do look good with silver gray hair.
Yeah, right.
And I just decided one day I'm going to go dark. I'm going to be more my indigenous self. I hated it.
When you made this decision, was there anybody with you?
No.
You're alone,
no,
right?
I was alone.
It's not the decision that made this thing a mistake.
My stylist said don't do it. My husband said don't do it. And I said, I'm going to do it. And plus, because people on Facebook and Instagram are always like, you should go dark. And I did it, and I hated it. So I tried
to change. And so I got to deal with Dana being miserable because... Well, she hated her, it was like reddish brown hair. She put a bunch of green stuff in it, and then she had green hair. Like, she legit looked like a Joker.
Yeah, that's good, dude. Joaquin Phoenix Joker, right?
Yeah. And I was like, okay, this is a new look for her. She hated it. She was wearing hats every day. She wouldn't talk about it. But now that she's back with her silver hair, she got her swagger back.
I was walking today. He's like, oh, look at you. Even your walk is different.
The more that I sit with it, it was more of the Jared Leto Joker than it was the Joaquin Phoenix. But you were here now.
New hair, new clothes, new makeup. You do feel like a new person.
Oh, dude, yeah. My old barber, he used to call them confidence builders whenever he'd give me a haircut. You know what I'm saying?
I always feel like a new man when I walk out.
Oh, dude.
Of the stylist.
But Otto does not have like that kind of, you know, confidence in front of the camera. He's a lot like me. Anthony practices. He's a comedian. He practices in front of the mirror. We all took photos a couple of weeks ago. Tell him what Otto did when he put that peacoat.
Automatic turns into Batman when he has a pea coat on.
I'm totally Batman.
You could have told him it was a New York Fashion Week.
Dana has her silver hair. I got my pea coat. That's where I got my swagger from.
National Day, Anthony A.
It's National Drink Wine Day.
Hey,
get some Merlot,
why not?
Get some Pinot Noir, and if you want to drive safe, please
on
do.
Why Friday. Not?
And we also have National Battery Day. So shout out to all the batteries from the ones in our TVs. Remotes.
To the one in our refrigerator.
There you go.
Yes.
And we got to love these guys. It's National Thumb Appreciation Day.
Your thumbs are so important. Let me tell you, I've had a thumb pain going on, and I think it's from holding my phone too much. I'm not even kidding.
Put the phone down then.
Well, I have been. I've been using my left hand.
You've been taking a lot of selfies in that jacket, haven't you?
It's Black History Month. Can we talk about Stevie Wonder?
Please.
He is not only the first black artist to win a Grammy for Album of the Year for 1973's Inner Visions, but the first and only musician to win Album of the Year with three consecutive studio albums. Yes. I love Stevie Wonder. He's one of the greatest artists.
He's my favorite artist of all time.
Happy birthday to you. That's all I had. I can't do it. He's a legend.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Here we go with today's Down in the DM breakdown, and we're talking about Courtney and Justin. If you recall, Courtney hit us up because she suspected her man Justin was taking his ex-girlfriend to a K-town concert.
At first, he said his boss invited all the warehouse managers to the concert to hang out in his VIP box suite. He said it's employees only, and he's lying to me about it.
Why is he lying?
Because the other ticket is for his ex-girlfriend.
So DJ Automatic is playing the part of Oliver, the concert rep. Here's his weird accent, and here's what went down.
Are those the correct names for the concert next month?
That's accurate. I'm Justin Aza, and I'm bringing my friend Stephanie D.
Stop. I don't need to hear anymore.
Uh-oh, Courtney broke in because Stephanie's the ex. She was right.
Damn.
She was right. Justin is a no-good POS boyfriend taking his ex to the concert.
There's cheating, and then there's cheating in public.
Ooh, and there's VIP cheating.
Damn.
That's the worst. So here's the rest of the call.
My hack?
No, you idiot. I saw your email confirmation for the stupid concert, you liar.
How did you get on the phone?
Don't worry about that. Just go to your concert next month. We're done. I'll be moving out the end of the
week. Stop. Courtney, are you kidding me? This is not what it sounds like.
We're done. I already told my brother. He's helping me move out Friday.
You told your brother? Are you serious? That's my coworker.
I don't know why we didn't keep this part in, but she said, my brother's going to kick your ass.
Take that.
Anyway, I started thinking about what a rotten boyfriend Justin is. But have you ever gotten with somebody who hooks up with someone else or an ex or something like that?
Oh,
I have a terrible story. Somebody go first.
I've never been through anything like that.
I got to fly to Europe to find out that my girlfriend at the time, I was going to visit her, was cheating on me with somebody in Europe. I should have known, though, when we were sitting on the couch with her roommate, and her roommate put on some adult entertainment and like was trying to like start a little love fest.
A la menage!
Yeah. I was like a little weirded out because like I thought we were in a serious relationship.
They wanted you to go full Euro
trip. Obviously, her roommate knew that she was up to something else.
That girl turned into Euro trash first semester.
Yeah. I even told her, I was like, was she like trying to be? And she was like, nah, she's just from Switzerland. They're like that.
Oh, gosh. Blame it on the Swiss. Yeah. I was with a guy, and I've talked about him before. He was not a good person. He's very mean to me, abusive emotionally and physically. And I went out of town, and he had his ex over. This is so much information. I can't believe. Well, they obviously had sexy time.
Yeah, of course. But did y'all live together?
We lived together.
Oh, in your bed?
In my bed.
Filthy, dog. That's cold-blooded right there, bro.
In my bed. Damn. And it left the evidence.
Oh!
I know. That's how broken down I was.
And you still stayed with her?
I stayed.
Oh, my God.
I stayed.
I mean, I got even. I went and had sex with her cousins.
Oh, my God!
Make sure the whole family found out.
Anyway, I talked to Courtney. She left Justin. Her brother did not kick his ass.
Good.
But still, she's a single woman now. Woo! Got any ex stories you want to share with us? Let's put them on blast right now. Tap in on the phone lines.
Oh.
That's your Down in the DM breakdown. We'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
This is probably one of the hardest parents court we've ever talked about. And it's because I feel like I'm kind of guilty about what Dr. Kennedy is saying. Dr. Becky says that it is not our goal as parents to achieve happiness for our children. So what is our goal? Has anybody ever told us what's our goal as parents?
The Parents Court!
Our goal is to prepare them for life outside of living with us. That's what our goal is.
Okay, but what does that mean?
Give them all the tools that they're going to need to survive.
What tools? That's what I mean. Nobody's ever really talked to us about it. All I know is I grew up hard. You got to do this. You got to do that. You the same thing, Autumn. My dad used to scare me. Anthony, I don't know. What did your mom do? She loved you. Come on.
Me and my mom kind of working in the sense of a unit, right? Similar to you and your first daughter, Dana, where it's like, it's a mother-son relationship for sure, but I was really kind of her right hand. Mm. So she did to automatically...
You're her personal assistant.
There you go. But she was very big on helping me find my happiness through providing me with opportunities. And she let me try whatever I wanted, sports, dance, Boy Scouts, all that stuff to find my passion. And she said, I remember she was like, yo, if you can find something you love to do for a living, then you'll be okay in this life. And that's what she showed me.
I love it. That's kind of what Dr. Becky Kennedy says. You know, she says it's not about making your kids happy. It's what you said, DJ Automatic. You got to guide them, help them grow and mature. So number one, you have to give direction. They don't know. They come into the world. They're just lumps, literally lumps. You teach them in which direction to go. Not every child has that. Not every child has a parent who cares or knows that much. Number two, impose rules, but more importantly, enforce them.
Because Dana needs to listen to this one.
I'm the worst. That's why I'm so hard for me to talk about.
My mom was really good at it, especially when it was coming time. That's how she like, yo, you got to make sure you find your happiness. I find my happiness when the barber Danny comes over to the house late at night. Don't come in my room. She was very, you know, with that rule, and that's where I come.
Knock first, at least.
Yeah, exactly.
So you have to follow through because children need to learn accountability. If you don't enforce the rules and allow them to break them constantly, how are they supposed to learn it when they go out into the real world? That doesn't work.
There you go, Dana. Listen to yourself.
I know. I'm listening to myself. You know, one of my good girlfriends, Alicia, she has a brand new little baby, little Xiaomi. And she said, you know what? I did not move any furniture around or anything because I want her to learn that the world's not going to move furniture around. People are like, aren't you afraid she's going to fall? No. She gonna learn. And guess what? She learned.
She's gonna stick her finger in that socket one time.
No, she did. She baby safetied the house. But the Xiaomi has to move around the furniture. Furniture ain't gonna move for you.
Is it tough as a parent to watch your kid go through their own consequences?
Of course it is. It's the most painful thing ever. I don't want any of my three daughters to hurt. And it hurts me so much. I'm gonna cry. But that's how they learn. You know, you get the old saying, they got to burn their hand on the stove so they learn not to touch it. It's a true story. Number three, and this is so important, is you have to teach your children values. And that doesn't mean you have to be super religious either.
No.
We're not church-going people. I'm very spiritual, believe in God, all of that. But you teach your children right from wrong, good and bad.
Yeah. That's one of the things I'm most proud of our daughter is that she's a very respectful person, and she has a lot of empathy. She cares about people.
All three of my daughters are extremely caring.
Yes.
Caring girls. And then finally, the guidance to help them grow and mature. Children, humans, all need boundaries. When you give, the child doesn't feel satisfaction. They only feel happiness with more things. And that is not
what
happiness is about. It's about purpose. So you can't teach happiness. If you keep getting I want a PlayStation, I want this, I want that, and yet you find that they're still asking for more and more, you're going about it the wrong way.
And that's not the way life works. You have to work in order to obtain these things that you really, really want.
Oh my gosh, you know Nina Simone from E?
Yeah.
Okay, she was talking about this. She said, I don't know why I thought when I finished college, she said, I had this entitled to, oh, I got a degree and I'm going to go be a boss. She's like, oh, man, you got to work. You better go get that coffee. You better work your way up the ladder. Nobody just puts you at the top.
Nobody just hands you that money. You got to work for it.
All right, so parents, if you feel like me and you are feeling a little guilty about this whole Parents Court, because I know it was a big wake-up call for me, I want to share this advice with you. Go to @DanaCortez on Instagram.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Kanye West sent Michael Che, you know, he hosts The Weekend Report, he's a writer for SNL, sent him a message about Pete Davidson. Okay, this is something that's hilarious, actually. I need you to listen for this story and more. Best Gossip Daily Dirt, Anthony A, celebrity birthdays first.
Pioneer of West Coast hip-hop music, the one, the only, Dr. Dre, celebrating his birthday today. We also got John Travolta and J-Hope of BTS.
Okay, so let's start out with DaBaby. Last week, exactly on this day, 1 week ago, we reported that Danny Lay's brother got into a fight with DaBaby, who, of course, is Danny Lay, the father of her child, at a bowling alley. Now the brother is filing charges against DaBaby. DaBaby could not only face, like, giving up money, the DA is thinking about bringing charges against him.
Criminal charges.
All over some internet clout from both of them. Damn. Let's be real.
Well, like, I think Danny Lay's has a brother. You have that obligation to step up for your sister, though.
Did he have to approach the guys with two piggy tails? That's all I'm saying. Go watch the video at Dana Cortez on Instagram. We'll keep you posted as the story develops. All right, so I thought that Drake had bought this extravagant ring for his son Adonis. It's got the number 11 on it. Adonis was born 10/11. The whole OVO, October's very own, which is weird, right? That his son was born in October. Anyway, it's 14 karat gold, 83 grams, 15.7 carats of VVS DF natural diamonds. The ring costs $77,000, but it's actually a gift to Drake for his son when he grows up from his restaurant partner.
Oh.
Because the restaurant's doing so well. They own this 5-star Michelin, I don't know, some kind of fancy dining spot in Toronto.
So a lot of people will be like, yo, I'm going to leave this car for you when you get older. And it's a beat up car. But Drake leaves a $77,000 ring for his son.
For his son. That was a gift he didn't even pay for. Anyway, the photo is up as well on my Instagram. And then finally, will Michael Che leave SNL after Kanye's offer? Kanye reached out to Michael Che and said, I will double your salary just so you don't have to ever look at that pawn again. Big love. Michael Che writes back, sorry, Ye, I never betray my friends for less than triple salary.
$90,000.
No. I want medical, dental, corner office. He goes on. He says he has a band called Slap Butts and that he needs Kanye's beats. It's hilarious. Kanye didn't even respond to him.
Kanye got to be careful messing with all these comedians because he's a sensitive guy. He's going to get his feelings hurt.
He will not win the battle of the wits with Michael Che.
Oh, and he lost the battle of the loves too against Pete Davidson. Sad. But I heard his documentary is incredibly inspirational. It's out on Netflix and I will be watching it.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
You know how when you tip your driver when they deliver you pizza?
Yeah.
What if I told you you can order pizza now and you can get a tip?
Oh.
You make money ordering pizza. I got that inside food news. It's time for hottest hashtags on your Friday. The Dana Cortez Show is on, and I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Pineapples Don't Go on Pizza.
I have a feeling the first hashtag is for rich folks. Story Living is developing Disney residential neighborhoods.
What?
For those who never want to leave Disneyland and want to make Disney an everyday part of their lives.
I'm telling you, it can't be the creepiest place on earth.
First development is in Rancho Mirage in Coachella Valley, California, where Walt Disney once lived. I didn't know that. 1,900 villas, condos, and complexes, all offering shopping, dining, and Disney entertainment with resort-style living year-round. like I said.
Nah, dog.
Sounds like some rich people stuff.
It's going to be like living on a Disney cruise. Yes. Everything's going to be perfect.
You want to be neighbors with Cinderella?
Hell no. She don't smoke.
There's no way.
There's... Oh, my gosh.
Goofy does, though.
Now in food news, Domino's Pizza, they probably got one of the best apps to order online with. Now you get paid to pick up your pizza. Yes, you get a tip of $3 for ordering online, and that's good for any order over $5.
Damn, yo, shout out to Domino's really doing it. All the way back to when they were paying for those small local restaurants, their delivery
fixing
fees.
Fixing our roads?
How are they fixing the roads?
They were paying people. You just submitted your street. If you had potholes, they were coming in and fixing them.
Yeah, automatic. I don't know if you noticed, but me and Dana work for Domino's PR.
That's obviously. I'm like, are they sending free pizzas
They're
later?
Also doing...
Forget your local city councilman. Call Domino's. All right, so the offer is good through May 22nd. Again, you pick your pizza up, you order online. You get $3 back for any order over $5. National Day, Anthony A.
We'll start with National Thumb Appreciation Day.
Appreciate your thumbs.
Yes.
Thumbs, all your digits.
Thumbs. Thumbs and big toes. Big deal.
And I mean, it's the difference between us and most animals, having a thumb.
There's your fact for the day, ladies and gentlemen. National Battery Day as well. And Dana Cortez, what is a pirate's favorite wine?
What is a pirate's favorite wine, Anthony A?
Pinot Noir.
One automatic almost laughed. I almost laughed.
Almost got Pinot you to laugh. It's National Drink Wine Day, but we'll wrap it up on National No One Eats Alone Day.
Oh.
Except for me. I have no problem eating alone.
Okay, you would think that he wouldn't because he's married to me. We have our daughters and all that. I don't like eating alone. This man, he'll call me. He's eating alone. I'm like, what about us?
I'm the guy who pulls up to the restaurant by himself and sits down by himself and just little time by myself.
You a single man, Anthony? You eat alone all the time?
Yeah, I live alone all the time. I eat alone 24/7.
So you eat at home alone? How sad.
Well, me and my dog, so that's cool. And then me and YouTube videos. It's fun, dude. It's good.
Your phone's your best friend, right?
Listen, Dana, your husband opts to like eat alone. He'd rather eat alone than hang out with you. I don't know where this is going.
I don't know which is more sad. You're right. I just realized that.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Oh my gosh, this is so scary. A suspicious package shut down an entire courthouse. Turned out it was a Taco Bell order.
Oh.
Either way, it was explosive, right? The Tuscaloosa Police Department had a very exciting day earlier this week. It started with a phone call, emergency 911. These courthouse workers said there's this package in the front steps. Several officers and bomb squad showed up, shut the streets down, moved pedestrians, approached the two unidentified items, opened them up, and enjoyed
just an
some
burrito.
Enjoyed a double decker. Anyway, the person who ordered them said that they instructed the delivery driver for no contact delivery, leave me the front.
There it is, dude. Shout out to the driver for going over and beyond for that delivery.
Well, sadly, after 4 hours of time and thousands of dollars, taxpayer dollars, no one even got to enjoy the Taco Bell because they put that bomb stuff all over it.
By bomb stuff, you mean fire sauce? No.
Same difference.
Let's head over to the Vatican, where there's some drama stirring. A priest had to resign after he incorrectly performed thousands of baptisms over the course of 20 years. So at these ceremonies, he was saying, "We baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit," which is incorrect. The Vatican instructs priests to say, "I baptize you," instead of "we." So therefore, all those 20 years of baptisms are actually voided. And check this out. This was actually the twist that I liked. Also, the marriages he performed, too.
No!
So if you're looking to get out, right now's a chance, my man.
Technicalities.
Hold on, Anthony, didn't you just get recently baptized by the Catholic Church?
Yeah, but my man was Father Nichols. He was saying aye. Shout out to Father Nichols.
Well, hopefully all those kids grow up to be very good-looking people because, listen to this, science has just proven that hot people have better immune systems than their fugly counterparts.
Ooh.
That is the worst thing I've ever heard. How did they even figure this out?
Well, researchers in good old Tejas took a bunch of pictures of relatively healthy college students. None of them had makeup on. And then they had strangers rank them on their attractiveness. Then they tested their blood. The ones that the people thought were the hottest also had more disease and bacteria fighting compounds, which is proof that beauty isn't just skin deep.
Hold on. I feel personally attacked. when I got COVID, I got deathly ill. Does that mean I'm ugly? Oh, I'm
I think you're beautiful.
Oh. That's not what your immune system says. Keep your mask on, dog.
Thank you. We'll be right back with more. Those are your WTF stories.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Already halfway through February. Can you believe it? It's February 18th here on the Dana Cortez Show, and it's time for Music Facts with DJ Automatic. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
All right, Otto, where are we starting today?
We're starting with birthdays, and we have a very, very important birthday today. It is Dr. Dre's birthday. This man is part of the reason why we are in these seats right now. Without him, hip-hop would not be what it is today.
It's still Dre Day, a.k.a.
I concur with all of that. I've said it many times. He is my favorite producer. I think he's the greatest producer. He made The Chronic with no intentions of, you know, super serving, honestly, the mainstream community. He just made it from his heart, and it just changed the trajectory of hip-hop, period.
You could literally talk about him, like, longer than, you know, this, than our segment's going to be. But just one thing that always pops out to me is how Kanye always says, early on in his production days, he stole like a lot of the drum sounds.
The snare. All his snares sound like Dr. Dre's snares.
And like that's crazy to go like, okay, from Dr. Dre, who was like early on the most influential producer of all time, to Kanye, who's arguably the most influential producer hip hop has ever seen. And it all comes down to Dr. Dre's original sound. And not to mention, he's like in a category with Jay-Z and Puffy when it comes to hip hop entrepreneurs.
I mean, the man's almost a billionaire.
Crazy.
All right, we got one more birthday, and it's another great man in hip-hop. It is Joel Santana's birthday.
Hey, girl, you make my whistle blow.
I don't understand, so I get it.
I love Joel Santana.
Anthony, why y'all love Joel Santana so much? Why, though?
Man, I was always just growing up. Ever since I heard him on Chris Brown Run It, that made me a fan of it. Then I went back and did my research, and then I had some homies who were early on Dipset fans. I never was, but I just thought always his punchlines were catchy. I always thought he was a talented rapper, and until this day, one of the most underrated rappers in the history of hip-hop.
Thank you. Now we're going to 1989 when Togen Lok releases Wild Thing.
Let's do the wild thing.
This song is stupid fun. I love this song. I don't care what anybody says. I think it's fun, it's dumb, and it's catchy as heck.
Yes, it is. All right, now we're going to 1995 when TLC has the number one song for the fourth straight week with Creep.
So I creep, yeah, just keeping on
the down low. Oh, the ladies had this one real loud. They were turning this one all the way up. Great group. Just a great group in general, not just because they're girls. They were just such incredible, you know, they had this perfect mesh of R&B and hip-hop. It was just great.
This is another song that my auntie used to put on when she would babysit me, and then her and the neighbor would just disappear. I don't know, though. But it's you know, it's a good song. It's a great song, acoustically.
Shout out to Dallas Austin. All right, last, we're going to 2001 when Joe and Mystical had the number one song with Stutter.
Huge song. Joe at that time was just doing so many things, but this was an up-tempo track, and he was really known for his slow kind of R&B vibe.
I'm going to admit I was not that accepting of this record.
Why not, Automatic?
Because he used the same beat the Far Side had used.
Then you should love it.
I did grow to and learn to love it, and I do like Joe. He's got a great voice, and you know he is a great performer, but it was hard for me at first. I just want to admit that.
I don't even know who Far Side is, dog. I'm going to be honest right now. I don't even know who that is.
God, so depressing.
Music Facts with DJ Automatic, only here on the Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Earlier inside the Dana Cortez Show, we were breaking down the real job and the real goal of a parent. How should they be raising the kids correctly? We're going to recap that right now, plus tell you about a few life lessons our parents told us about. That's going to be Two Dudes.
One Studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show. We're going to travel back to our parents' court topic, which we do every Friday, where we give the kids the opportunity to air out their grievances. And sometimes Dana drops some good gems for the parents, or maybe parents expecting to be, right?
Yes.
And Automatic, you summed it up great. You said that your job as a parent is to get your kid ready for life and what life throws at it, correct?
Basically prepare them to survive outside of my home.
Now, if you're interested in hearing what Dana had to do and like the detail that she goes into it, please be sure to check out the podcast, which is available on all digital streaming platforms. But Automatic, I think you're a great dad, right?
Aww.
And I think that you had to learn something from your parents.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, like, I mean, obviously nobody's parents are perfect, but
but they taught you some things, right?
Of course, yeah.
What was one thing that your father taught you?
The one thing he used to always like reiterate over and over: show up on time, finish the job. You're gonna you're gonna be better than 90% of the people competing against you for anything in life. If you can show up on time and finish the job.
That's sick, dude. My mom was big on like, you're my special gift and a surprise. But don't ever forget, condoms will always be cheaper than diapers. That's my mom. She loved that one. That was one of her little favorite things right there.
Did your dad have any life lessons?
My dad's favorite thing was, don't make the same mistakes I did. And that, that kid. But the real one that my mom left me with, too, that I think still sticks with me till today is, always tell the truth. Oh. Even if you get caught, the consequences are going to be less if you tell the truth versus if you keep lying. And that was the first time I got a speeding ticket. Because I tried to lie to her about a speeding ticket, and I tried to hide it from her. And if it wasn't for my mom cleaning my room and being an investigative mother, I would have had a warrant before my first varsity football game. So shout out to my mom for that. What did your mother teach you, DJ Automatic? Because I know she's a very influential woman.
She just taught me to be friendly. She gave me the gift of gab. She gave me the, like, I have no problems talking to anyone.
I thought I would talk to anything for a while. Automatic will talk to a wall for 2 hours.
Hey, how you doing?
If you're looking for the insight on how to become a better parent that Dana was sharing earlier, please check out the podcast. It's available on all digital streaming platforms. We have your psychic, Siramati, coming up on Monday. Have a beautiful weekend. We love you.